Thanks for listening and subscribing to Learning More. It's Russ with you. I am loving this season of Learning More because there's so much cool stuff that I get to learn this year. Stuff that I've like wanted to learn since the beginning. And I don't know why I didn't do those shows. I probably should have. It's like, I'm in control of this thing. I could have done it, but there's so much to learn about. And every week we're learning something new and exciting. This year, for this new season, I've picked some of those like really cool topics that early on I wrote on a list and I just never got to them. So it's so cool to get to these. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes that I've released over the last couple of weeks, be sure to go check those out because there's some fun stuff in there. Last week when we were talking about the law of attraction and like pulling things in, I had so much conversation in my house after that show ran. My wife actually listened to it. That was pretty exciting. You know, there's a first time for everything. it's like we had so much conversation about it. So hopefully the same thing's happening in your household where these are causing conversations. You guys are chatting about it. And, you know, these are topics that generally like, where do you hear about these things, right? Like this is the podcast to come to. So thank you for continuing to listen. Be sure to hit that subscribe button because today we've got another great one. And this one is about numerology. So we're going to learn more about numbers. Now, not like the math stuff. We're not going to do any, I don't think we're going to do any algebra. I'll have to ask my my guest, but I don't think we're going to do any math today. But numerology is the study of numbers and how they impact our lives. It's based on the idea that numbers have inherent meanings and vibrations that can reveal our personality traits, strengths, weaknesses, and even our life path. I'm joined by Patricia Schumahorn, a professional numerologist who is actually right like down the street from me. So Patricia, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
As I said, we should have just done this over coffee. That would have been fun to actually do a live live version of the show here, but I know, right? Like we're back to like being able to be around other people. It's nice to take those opportunities when we can, right?
I missed it.
Yeah, exactly.
I love dinner parties.
Yeah, right? It's like, it's so nice to get back to that stuff again. So it's really cool. Okay, so let's talk numbers. First of all, the day that the show is airing, the day that it's released, is actually an interesting like numerical sequence. 3-23-23. So maybe we should get into that a little later too. And or if you want to just jump right in, but before we do anything, I do want to kind of, you know, get to know you a little bit. So how did you get into numerology?
You know, everything's kind of odd when I look back at it now, but I just happened to be, you know, cruising around on my laptop and I looked down and there wasn't a laptop, it was a computer at the time. I looked down and I went back up and on the screen was a gentleman's face. That's all, just his big face. Mm-hmm. And I clicked on it. It said, Michael Gazette, the world's best known numerologist. So I was so moved by his picture that I decided to call him and we started talking about numerology. And I said, I just would love to meet you and get to know this subject more. And that's how I got started. He was the numerologist for Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
And he's just, he used to be an actor, but he really, when you received a reading from him, it was like somebody was talking to the deepest part of your soul. It was so beautiful.
Wow.
And that's how numbers should be. They reveal the truth that sets you free.
So you basically, you found your calling with this. You found something that you were really interested in and something that you wanted to continue your education on and to start teaching other people about this.
It came easily to me how to do it, but because numerology is very easy to learn. But what's difficult is it's like the guitar. You can learn the guitar very easily, but it takes a lot to master it, to understand how to translate it. And connect all the dots to tell someone's story, because it really is about someone's story.
Right.
Their life story.
Right. Now,
all their challenges.
Most of the classes that I've taken, right, like it all settles down onto math. And I said, we're not going to cover too much algebra in here. Don't worry. But it all comes down to math. So really, are you kind of saying like, well, it all really just comes down to like numbers, like all of life?
everything's revealed in numbers. Numbers don't lie. That's why. It's just as you, when you study it, then you won't doubt it, because the it just makes so much common sense. It's physics. It's a science.
So tell us how, like, how have you seen this? Maybe, you know, share some examples of how numerology is or played in your life, or, you know, your client's life, people that you've advised. How has it played into your life? Just maybe a couple of examples.
Well, the readings that I've done, I'm not all of them. You're not going to hit that kind of home run or miracle, but I've had a few that made it all worthwhile. And one was a man who was an alcoholic, and I gave him a reading and showed him where his challenges are and why he was going down the rabbit hole. And then, you know, showed him another way through his numbers. And he, and then I ran into him at a store, and he said, "You changed my life.
Oh, nice.
You know, everything you said, I quit drinking. I've got this new job." He just seemed so alive. I walked away feeling numerology does work.
You gave him a path. So, you gave him
a direction.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. We sort of have to get into the, like, you know, the misconceptions about this and the misbeliefs about numerology. So maybe we could talk a little about that just right up front to get it out of the way. Like, what do you see, like, when you're like, maybe somebody's a skeptic on this, like, what, speak to those people a little bit, like, how do you show that this actually has truth in it?
Yeah. Well, you were talking about the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. I assume that came from Abraham. And it's a lot like that. I'll look at why this person sitting across from me is doubting this. And I simply say, don't judge it until you've studied it. Then we could have a real conversation. But just to, if you don't know much about it and you make a judgment about it, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Right. Well, and that's one of the cool things about this show, you know, and I'm not getting into, yeah, you know, plugging the show thing, but I get to learn about all these cool things each week. And I, you know, get to dabble in them, and, you know, for a little bit. Like, we're only getting 30, 40 minutes of this, but it's like, it's really cool to dig in a little bit deeper on this stuff. And what I always like to leave myself with, and, like, listeners with, is some, like, way of utilizing this. So let's talk about, like, numerology and maybe just decision making. Like, how can you use numerology to make a decision? And I'm being very generic on the decision. I'll let you choose big or small.
Well, like, you know, you don't live your life by numerology. I don't, you know, these types of sciences are here to help us be better masters at the helm. It's not to run our lives on it. But if I'm, like, I'll use myself as an example. I'm in a 7-year. I know my answers will come through meditation and being quiet, because 7 is a very spiritual number. And it reveals the unseen and the unknown. So it's important in a 7-year to take long walks in nature or by the ocean and just dial into what your soul is saying to you about anything before you make a decision. So that's what I've been trying to do this year so far. And it's interesting to note the universe. You are in a 7, a universal year, and everyone else is. So this will be a very deep, revealing year for many.
So, okay, well, we're talking 2023 here. What about we sort of alluded to 2020. Was there something in that number, because you know it's a repeating number, is there something there that, you know, maybe was telling us in advance that 2020 wasn't going to be such a great year?
All of the things that are happening now have been predicted through all the metaphysics, including numerology, that this would be the time of the great shift. So things like disease and the stock market, inflation, all the stuff we're experiencing, all the lack of honesty and the greed has all been foretold that this would be the time that it would happen, you know. And it's been, I don't know if you've noticed this, but we've been shifting like crazy, mm-hmm. Hopefully evolving, because it's allowed us to, when we couldn't be together, we had to be alone. It forced many to be alone. And when you're alone, you it's hard not to look inside yourself.
Right.
So I think it's part of our, part of what's going on is being revealed in the numbers. Like I said, in the 7 year, if that was a 4 year, that would happen. Things in the physical would be more noticeable.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And I mentioned that this show was going to run 3/23/23. So just noticing, you know, it's 3/2/3/2/3. Is there something significant about that? And is there anything like, is it coincidence that I accidentally booked the show on that date? Or is it like meant to be? Like, is how would I look at that? I'm just trying to determine like how in looking at numbers and noticing, you know, a sequence like that, is there anything that that would tell us?
Well, it'll be a 15-6 day, and that's, you know, the six represents love. So it'll be very, it's a good vibration to be, to communicate with about such things. Hmm. People are more likely to be open-hearted to it. So I think it's a good frequency to bring something like numerology to, you know, to people's.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, we picked a good day then to do this.
Love. Yeah, that's for sure.
So I'm looking at trends. I'm looking at, you know, numbers like that. And is that the way to do this? Or like how does one, like on a very basic level, practice numerology?
Well, first they have to figure out what each of the letters stand for, which number they like. An A is a 1, a B is a 2, a 3 is, you know, C, mm-hmm. etc. And then they memorize that and add it to their names. And then they do their life path, which is based on their birth date. And they just could add the numbers straight across, or they could take each day. Like, it's all about cycles and patterns, and that's what the numbers reveal. But you have to just learn the basics. It's very simple to learn. Most numerology books has how to do your own chart. Plus, it's free of the internet, so you could see what's vibrating around you, what frequencies are vibrating around you by knowing the meaning behind the numbers. And numbers tell a lot of things. So, like the one would be a good day to be really creative, very innovative, new ideas. You'll feel a lot of courage. It just, you know, your will be in action, mm-hmm. and you'll feel that vibration. Oh, that feels like a 1, and it is a 1 because it's around you and it's giving you that juice.
As far as like personal growth and self-improvement, and you know, again, maybe you could share a story with one of your clients but how can numerology help there?
I believe it when you know yourself, know thyself, and to thy own self be true, is how it's like Aristotle said, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. So when you know your numbers, you're really getting to know who you are at a very deep level. And that can only be beneficial, I feel.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about this. I mean, we talked about skeptics earlier and, you know, mm-hmm. like people that maybe doubt this. But the thing is that they can't doubt is, well, okay, this is just another method of also looking at yourself and understanding yourself and listening to yourself and trying to figure out like how you are, how you react to things, how you, you know, like digging in and that kind of introspection like helps no matter what. Like whether you're a skeptic or not, all of these things, it's a great thing to do. And, you know, this is yet another way of, you know, giving you that ability to check that out.
Right.
And mm-hmm. at what point do people come to you what are they receiving when they come to you? Like what's that like?
Well, it depends. Most people walk away with a lot of faith in numerology because they see the validity of it after a reading. I don't think you'd really believe in it unless you had a good reading, and then you could see it play out in your life, and that would be evidence enough.
Gotcha. Now, can you, when calculating kind of the life path forward, Are you sort of also like looking at that person and kind of what, through the numbers, what they've experienced in the past, like trying to, you know, or is that more of a verbal thing that you're learning about their past?
Not a whole lot of detail, but the significant things. Yes.
If you're like, let's get into like, you know, relationships now. I was talking with a friend about one of my other shows, and they're like, oh, it's great because I'm figuring out like, you know, who I should be with, because I'm listening to your show and all these different advice. It's causing me to, you know, this deal of introspection and like looking at myself. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, so I figure I'll just go ahead and ask the question for her. Can numerology, you know, help you find that partner, and know if somebody's compatible with you? Does it help with that?
Oh, totally helps with that, because it really helps you understand your partner if you're having a reading together. I've had good experience with relationships that were in trouble or people wanting to get together. And all my friends, if they meet a guy, I'm constantly doing numbers for them to find out if it's a good match or not. And generally they go, you were absolutely right, Patricia, about this or that with that person. I said, well, if you don't mind it talking your head off all night long.
Well, now that I know you're right down the way, I'm going to send her your way. So just get a little advice for you.
Oh, yeah. So it can be fun too.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I would assume like your conversations are just a lot of fun. It's a lot of like, you know, looking.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever see where, you know, using the numbers, do you see, you know, something potentially, you know, bad, like a pitfall, like something, you know, maybe a tragic event coming because of the numbers?
Bad, but there's challenges that people that have taken on numbers that require a really narrow journey in a way, but a lot of freedom in the end. Like, you know, they go through the fires a little bit, but when they come out the other end, if they stay just true to themselves as they could, you know, usually get very rewarded for that, a lot of freedom and liberation of who they are, and more joy and happiness into their lives. So there's nothing bad that you could say, but there's purifying challenges that can come and go. And some people are walking those today. Mm-hmm. When I explain it to them, they usually cry and say, that's exactly what I'm going through, because it can be harsh.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't really ask you of the history of numerology and like where it originated. Like, how was this discovered?
Well, I just take it back. It's ancient. It goes back to ancient cultures in Rome and Egypt and Greece and China. And it's tied to the Hebrew Kabbalah. And but I think Pythagoras really brought it to the forefront. And he lived in 560 AD. But it's, you know, he's the one that taught the relationship between man and the divine laws. Reflected in numbers. So he's responsible for the science of numbers as it is today and how we see it. So I use his version. There's other versions of numerology, but I like the Pythagoras one. And that's how it started. It's a science of numbers. It's a science of symbol and cycle and vibration. And when you start to understand that, you go into sacred geometry then. It's connected to a lot of things. And I studied astrology and palmistry, face reading. I just wanted to find that red thread of truth that ran through all these studies, because it would be the same.
Right.
And that made it real for me.
And if somebody wanted to, you know, go to a numerologist, is there anything that they should be looking for or even maybe watching out for, just so they know that they're going to the right person?
Yeah, to feel it, to feel if it's a match. And you know that right away. It's just like when you meet people, you know, that's how I do it, because, you know, you'll feel relaxed and you'll say, oh, I don't learn from this person. So it's more about a match when you speak to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And feeling that, yeah, this person could teach me something. I'd like to connect with this.
Okay. And
translator.
And if somebody wanted to, you know, they're hearing you today, they may already feel that match. How do they reach out to you to get a hold of you if they wanted to schedule something?
Well, I have a website at 33source.com, and there is all that you need to get in touch with me.
That's awesome. Patricia, thank you so much for joining me today to help us learn a little bit more about numerology.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me again. And I enjoyed it, even though it was...
Yeah, well, this was your first podcast ever, so congratulations.
Yeah, ever. You were wonderful. You really...
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, and for those listening, thank you for listening and subscribing to Learning More. I encourage you and thank you for rating the podcast and sharing it with your friends. And as with any podcast that gives medical or legal opinion, the information is not meant to substitute professional advice. And I encourage you to consult a professional to discuss your exact needs. I knew I was going to mess up that at one point this season. And there you go. I did it. I got it out of the way. Hey, if you've got something that you would like to learn more about, just let me know. Head over to our website, learningmorepodcast.com. You can leave a suggestion for a future episode, and it just might happen. Like we could make that happen. And I love hearing ideas, and it helps me to even learn more about different things that are not on my mind. It's really cool. So please do head over to learningmorepodcast.com to do so. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'm Russ, and I look forward to learning more with you next time.